You know, when we are cramping down on illegal mining, popularly known as Galamsey, people are complaining. Look, to me, I'll sum it up that the cause is the result of Galamsey. You realize that the people were doing this illegal mining here, the waterway is even blocked. And during flooding, you cannot even identify where, due to the illegal activities of the Galamsey people, they've heaped some sand. And then it hit, I strongly believe it hit one of them, and then the person could not control. That is why we see what we are seeing. Just behind us, you can use that machine they use in washing the gold. It's there, it's still in there. And you can see heap of sand or earth as a result of the Galamsey activities. When we're coming, I ask myself, is this the extent of damage Galamsey has caused this country? If I could have my way, even the ban should be there for 1 year until we find proper solution to the Galamsey menace. It's causing serious damage to the environment. It's causing serious damage to children. You see, on our way, we saw a pond. Even if the children should walk along the pond and if you fall into it, definitely the person will die.
Mr. Osei Mensah said he will consult the Chimanpunia District Assembly to ascertain the possibility of procuring an additional canoe to ease the movement of the people to and from their farms. He cautioned canoe operators against overloading since it is very dangerous.
We will consult the district chief executive and the member of parliament together with the regional coordinating council. We will look at the possibility of acquiring one or two plastic canoes for them. I think that is safer to some extent than the board that they are using. If you look at one which was made some 13 years ago, as we were told, and they are still using it, and it can take about 7-8 people. It's so small that the weight of 7 people in such a canoe is very risky. They are as yet to bring the canoe that was involved in the accident, and I don't think it's going to look any different to be able to take about 13 people on board. But I will urge the people here that they should not overcrowd the canoe. They should not. Even if they have to go 3-4 times, it will be better they do that than to force and get 13 people, 14 people, 15 people in such a small canoe. It poses a lot of danger.
The regional minister also suggested that the moratorium on mining activities be extended by a year to enable government to address the problems created through illegal